Alien, you have spoken the words, and you have spoken them rightly. We will tell you our reasons why we enslave all other sentient life. We evolved on a hostile world, the descendants of solitary hunters. In those ancient days, there was no Korah or Khazertzah, only the Urquan. We explored our world, and then the space beyond. Here we met the six races of the sentient milieu, which we joined as partners. It was on a routine planetfall that one of our milieu scout ships first met the Dinyari. They were evilly intelligent creatures who could control the minds of others. They wanted to rule the universe. We had no choice but to give it to them. For thousands of years, we were unthinking slaves to the Dinyari. The Dinyari had a special liking for us Urquan. So they began to tinker with our genes. They built two Urquan sub-races, one green, the thinkers and planners, the other black, the warriors and laborers. When the martyred genius Khazertzah gave us the secret to defeating the Dinyari, we destroyed them. Then we decided that we would never again be slaves. We would follow the path of now and forever. We decided to enslave or imprison all other intelligent life in the galaxy. We had slave-shielded one world when we learned that the Black Urquan, under a new leader, Korah, had devised the Eternal Doctrine, which called for the cleansing, the annihilation of all non-Urquan sentient life. Before we could stop them, they burned the Yuktar race's homeworld and were on their way to the planet of the last remaining free race. We met the Korah in orbit above that planet. We confronted them. They would not submit. We fought. When our battle was done, the Korah were defeated. We exiled them, sent the remnant of the Korah fleet into the unknown reaches of the galaxy. Then we began our own migration, moving around the galaxy in the opposite direction of the Korah. Captain, you have heard our words. Now you have a decision to make. Submit to us, the Urquan Khazertzah, or face our wrath.